it's me, Jackie Moe. Give me that look. That's right. Let's get sweaty. Let's get real sweaty. I'm talking rainforest sweaty. I'm talking swamp sweaty.
Howdy.
What's up?
I'm currently downing a Luigi's Italian Ice. How about you?
Doing all right. I'm back in Oak Lawn. Feeling pretty good.
Yeah, big old well. How's it doing without us?
It's still kicking it, you know. It's not the same.
It's not the same? I was going to say it's the exact same every time. What's different about the big old well now? What's changed?
The bed in the bleachers crews, you know. It's just one-third of us here right now.
Yeah, it's true. Is there a new pothole on your street or something like that? What's new? What's new in Oakland?
There was actually a pretty bad pothole coming down when I was coming down to Cicero, coming off the highway. It was pretty bad.
Don't even get me started. 107th and Keeler. Oh, that's Pothole City right there. Oakland Public Works, if you're listening to this, get on that, please.
Yeah.
Or Domino's. Fucking Domino's is smelling potholes.
Yeah, you're a big Domino's guy.
Fuck Domino's. That's disgusting. Papa John's is the only, like, shitty pizza I'll eat.
That's a false take.
How was your week of school? I know you're on fall break now, but how was your week? How was your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
I had midterms. Kind of sucked, but, you know, got through it.
You, Matt? How's your week been so far? I know you got a lot of homework.
Fucking sucked. It's been shitty. Because we'll see what I do, which I think what a lot of college kids do, is I like to wait till the very last second to do everything. So then everything piles on top of itself. And then it's like, oh, everything's due. Like, oh, I have a billion things due this week. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. A lot of homework.
I mean, that's everybody.
Yeah, exactly. That's everybody.
There's not one person that doesn't do that.
I don't think girls do that. I think girls like do their homework like a month in advance.
Actually, yeah, that's...
Girls are so much more responsible than we are. It's disgusting. Like... Men without
smart.
Women are useless.
I was actually telling Jake, so there's this chick in my class was taking pictures of like a PowerPoint, and I just like was feeling like our teacher was giving a presentation with PowerPoint, and he said, oh, like this is an important slide if you guys want to take a picture of it, and I was just being lazy and didn't feel like taking a picture of it, and that's how the girl next to me did. Like, oh, I'll just ask her if she can text it to me. So she texted it to me, and then like today we're texting about this project that like this huge paper that's due tomorrow. I'm like, she asked me a question. I go, oh, like, yeah, whatever. Answer the question. Like, oh, how's your paper going? So, oh, it has to be like 800 words. Like, oh, I'm like 100 words in. Like, I thought it was just very surprising to me because I thought all girls are like, their homework is done like a week in advance. Everything just, I don't know. It was just a little bit shocking to me.
I've had a very light workload this week. So I've kind of been stress free. I get to be in the OL on Friday. I think all of us will be in the OL on Friday. So that'll be nice.
You guys are going to be back?
We will. I have to go work. Matt, I think, is just going in.
I'm just going home. Just see the folks.
Mm-hmm.
But no, on Monday, I got to tell a story. Because it's the greatest feeling for any white guy to just make a group of black people laugh. Because I don't know how to explain it, but if you just make a bunch of black people laugh, it's for some reason just a great feeling. So we're in the dining hall, and I'm eating by myself because I'm a fucking loser. And there's like a group of like 6-7 black people just eating. That sounded really bad. They're eating their food. And I hear Helen Keller come up. This perks my ears because this is a topic I love Helen Keller. I'm just shitting on her.
We've had a lot of Helen Keller talk.
We've had a lot, and we're going to have more right now. And they're talking about Helen Keller, and they're having a big debate about it. And the one black is kind of making fun of it. He's on my side thinking that it's bullshit that Helen Keller like gets any credibility. And whatever, they're talking, and I'm done with my food. So I walk over, and I look at the kid. I'm like, did you know Helen Keller has her master's in communications? They fucking lost it. The one kid got up and ran a circle around the cafeteria, which I don't understand that. If we have any black listeners, can you please DM our Twitter? Why do black people start running around when they find something funny? I don't get it, but oh well, it's a great feeling.
But Jake, I wouldn't be surprised if Helen Keller had her degree in communications by all
the I was completely wrong. She has a bachelor's in the liberal arts. So I was wrong, but it was funny, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good joke, but I wouldn't be surprised if they just gave her one of those, too, because that's what, you know, the world did to cover up the scandal of Helen Keller.
Oh, we're not going to do it. We'll do another
We're just going to ramble on with that, no.
Yeah, so this week we're going to switch it up on you, folks. We got the picks coming first. And I'll go last for college, but Danny, do you have your picks ready, or do you want Matt to go?
I could go.
All right, let's hear it.
Give it to me, big boy.
Okay, starting off, I got Wisconsin -25 at home against Illinois. I mean, if you watch Illinois just get their poo pushed in against Purdue at home, I mean, that was just so embarrassing. Next, I got Minnesota plus 3.5 against Nebraska. Nebraska hasn't won a game yet. Why are they favored? I know they're at home, but why are they favored? They haven't won a game yet. Do you guys know?
No clue.
No idea. That's why I'm taking Minnesota. Next, I got Oregon plus 3 against Washington State. Oregon's pretty good. That's it. Lastly, this is – I mean, I know they're on the road, but Ohio State minus 13.5 against Purdue is a lock.
No Nick Bosa, though. He left the team.
I know that, but it's still – I mean, Purdue is not a good football team. They worked Illinois, but still.
Mm-hmm. I could fucking work Illinois. Mm. I'm a bum.
Remember, you worked Illinois back in 03 when you were playing Wisconsin?
That was a career game right there. But
how many yards did you go for?
I think 187.
Wow.
12 touches.
That was a big game. I remember that guy. Huge. Big game.
All right, Matt, what's your picks?
Okay. Matt.
Let me tell you my picks. That's a great question. So, my picks this week. We have Army minus 7.5. They're at home versus Army minus 7.5 at home versus Miami of Ohio. I just respect our armed forces so much. I pick them every week, but, you know, I like to switch it up a little bit for the fans. Army is also one of those teams. I was telling Jake before the podcast, if I bet on a team like 2 or 3 times over the course of the season and they win for me, I just think they're like the best team of all time. And I'm like 2-0-1 betting on Army. So I could take Army the rest of the year, and like they could lose every single time, but I'm going to keep thinking of those first 2 times they won. So Army minus 7.5. Respect our troops. Please take it. Next pick, another one, Cincinnati plus 3.5 at Temple. I bet on Cincinnati like twice, like week 1 and 2 they won. So I'm taking them again. They should be top 25 if they aren't already. Pick number 3, like Danny, I'm also taking Minnesota plus 3.5 at Nebraska because Nebraska fucking stinks. Like Danny, like Dan said, there's just absolutely no reason that Nebraska should be favored against anybody unless you're playing like St. Xavier, Moraine Valley, or something.
Mm-hmm.
4th pick, Kentucky minus 11. No, Vandy is at Kentucky. I'm taking Kentucky minus 11. This is just I'm going to be completely honest here. I got bored like looking at all the picks because there's like not a lot of nothing.
This game slate fucking stinks.
Nothing was jumping out at me, so I'm just like, I don't fucking know. I'll take Kentucky. So Kentucky minus 11. Yeah. So strong reasoning there for that one, but yeah, I would ride it if I were you.
And even for the NFL, the slate is pretty bad. This is for sure apple picking weekend.
NFL makes no sense. Like the Redskins, didn't they get blown out by the Saints 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
And then this week they beat the Panthers.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. NFL makes no sense.
The Packers 3 weeks ago.
NFL makes no sense. And they lost to the Colts. Lost to the Colts.
They're a weird team.
Besides, like, the Patriots over, like, the Browns beating – not the Browns. Browns are actually good this year. Besides, like, the Cardinals being the Patriots, the NFL, literally every team can beat any other team depending on the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it makes betting absolutely, like, impossible.
The Bills fucking 30-pieced the Vikings at home. They won 30-0 in Minnesota. That makes absolutely no sense. That's wild.
Oh, how about fucking Nathan Peterman? Throws a pick 6 to lose the game. And after game press conference, whatever, goes, I really don't care. I just know that I found God. If you suck at something, don't just blame God. You can't not blaming God. No. The God outlet is such fake bullshit. Just accept it like a man.
Dude, the God cop-out is awesome, though. If you suck at anything, you're like, oh, you failed the test. Oh, no, I still, you know.
I still have my faith. I have my Lord, and that's all I need in life. Fuck you.
He's being a man of God.
Sir, you just lost your house. Oh, it's okay. I got God on my side.
All right, there's a little guy named Jesus Christ there on my side, so I'm not too worried.
I'm a man of God.
Sir, your wife left you. At least I have God.
True. But, so Jake, last week, he's failed to mention it for some reason.
I'll bring it up.
My own foreign college. You know what
I
that
did not get a single win in college last week, so that means when I'm giving my picks, I get the Benny Hill treatment. And let's go. Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
Laptop malfunction. Let's go. Here we go. All right, so we got NC State plus 17 at Clemson. NC State's undefeated this year so far. I have no clue why they're getting 17 points. That's why I took them. Mississippi State at LSU over 45. LSU offense running high right now. Mississippi State's got pretty good offense. I like that over. Bowling Green plus 16.5 at Ohio. Ohio fucking stinks. We were down to Ohio 21-9 going in the fourth quarter last year for NIU's homecoming. The Huskies came right back, won the game 24-21. Ohio stinks. And then last, I would like Houston minus 12 at Navy. The reason I'm taking this game is because Ed Oliver is a fucking monster, and I think he's going to just take a shit on that whole option. He's going to take away the entire middle part of the line, and Houston's going easy, at least 12 points. Yep, that's it.
Man, how did it feel listening to that instead of being the
it
one?
It felt pretty good.
Pretty
the
funny,
weight,
right?
The weight has officially been taken off my shoulders.
It's great.
Oh, I didn't do much fucking better. I did 1-3 in the NFL.
So I just double.
I did.
You literally had my week last week.
Oh yeah, it felt great. So we'll get into that too. Broncos at Cardinals under 42.5. Both these offenses stink. It's Thursday night. I just don't think anything's gonna be clicking. It's gonna be a real stink fest. Redskins minus 2 versus Dallas. Dallas offense, I know they went for like basically what will be their season high last week. I just think that's an anomaly. They're going to go back down to real life. Redskins minus 2.
You say that a lot. When you argue sports, you say everything's an anomaly.
Well, Skip Bayless said that Dak is officially back. So,
oh, yeah.
Or Dak's the best.
Who there's top receiver, Tavon Austin?
Yeah. Not great.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Cole Beasley. I think Cole Beasley tore up the Jags last week.
Maybe. My third pick, Vikings at Jets over 46.5. I like that pick. Saints at Ravens under 50.
That's pretty cool. I like that pick.
Pretty cool. And then Saints at Ravens under 50. I'm going to be honest with you guys. Wednesday's my busiest day of the week for school, and I just forgot about the picks.
Excuses. I don't want to hear it.
I have good content coming for our everything else. We have a good hypothetical. We have NBA hot takes. We got Bears talk coming. Everything else is pretty good. My picks, I would not ride my picks this week, I'll be honest. Fade Jake this week.
The tone has completely changed in Jake's voice. This is a beaten down man. He went from, we will make you money. We are the best sports pickers. I don't know if he's ever said that, but you were just riding very high. It's tough to see, really. I'll get into my picks. So, pick number one, we got Pats at Bears over 49. The thing that it's beaten the Bears, and it seemed like the Packers did it second half. They just like quick drops and like get it out of Rodgers' hands. It seemed like the Dolphins were trying to do that too, and like they had the explosive receivers, so they just get the ball out of their hands quick. I mean, Tom Brady will be dumping it off to Edelman. I'm pretty sure like I'm like literally stealing Redline Radio's takes, but I was like thinking this before they said it. I promise, I'm not just jacking their whole take. Like they have James White and Edelman and Chris Hogan to just dump it down to. And then once you start collapsing in the flats, they got Josh Gordon over the top. I just don't think – I mean, I think we'll hold our own against them, but they're definitely going to put up some points against the Bears' defense. And then the Patriots have no defense. And the Bears, I mean, we put up 45 points, 48 points against the Bucks. Lack of defense. So I see a lot of points in that game. Pick number two. Got Jake scrolling Twitter right now. Like, I'm giving my picks. You know, you think you'd have the common courtesy to listen, give some feedback. It's just – it's sad to see, really. Anyways – Saints at Ravens. I got over 50 in that game. I'm not quite sure why, actually. Now that I look at that, I'm not. Saints have, because I think it's because the Saints are a Big 12 team, pretty much. They have offense, no defense. So, yeah, over 50. I'm not actually, now that I read that pick out loud, I'm not loving it, but I'm still riding it. Saints, Ravens, over 50. Next pick, Rams minus 9.5 at 49ers. I mean, the Rams are very good. 49ers are not very good. CJ Beathard is their quarterback, so I'll be taking the Rams in that one.
They looked pretty good on Monday night.
I did not watch the game, if we're being totally honest. I did not watch the game.
CJ Beathard makes me giggle every time.
I don't hear other people. Like, I feel like people don't say Beathard, CJ Beathard enough.
Because other people are mature and don't find it funny.
No, people are not mature. I just don't understand why people want to call him, everyone calls him CJ Beathard. Like, why does nobody make the Beathard joke? I just don't
pronounce beat hard.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Maybe it's a lot funnier. Jake,
want to hear a bad joke?
Yes.
I could get suspended again with this joke, but you know who else got beat hard?
Oh no,
my ex-wife. Oh,
that's. I mean, we
boo.
Jake is dying. Jake has himself in stitches over here.
He is dying.
I wish I could see it.
Man, oh man, you can, because we're recording with the GoPro, so all of our listeners, look out for little preview clips. Look out for little preview clips on the Twitter, on the social media accounts. Jake making domestic abuse jokes. For the record, neither I nor Danny, did you laugh at that joke?
No, not even like a giggle.
I didn't even crack a smile. The only reason I'm laughing is at how bad of taste Jake has.
And I told myself.
It's because Jake, you started laughing before you even, like.
I found it had funny the to myself.
Line. You find domestic abuse funny?
Not at all.
Boy, you would fuck you laugh before them up.
Just because, like, his last name is literally Behard. I find that so funny.
Well, I'm just saying that. Then you made the connection with the wife. I'm just saying it's just it's
questionable. It'd be so much better if his first name was like Richard or like
Dick Behard. That'd be too
Dick
easy.
Dick Behard.
Or if like it's like how they do like school rosters, it would just read off Behard Dick.
I don't hate that either. I really don't. Okay, we got it. Let's reel this puppy back in. I got one more pick here, folks. I got Giants at Falcons. I'm taking Falcons -5.5. The Giants, they just fucking stink. I don't know. Oh, and the Falcons are coming off a win, which they haven't had many of. So hopefully they're trying to build on that. And they'll come.
Yeah, the Giants are a mess.
They stink out loud. The owner is talking about, I think Odell needs to make more headlines. Odell needs to make more headlines on the field and off of it. That's going to work great. I'm sure, you know, Odell is a very soft-spoken, mild-mannered guy. I'm sure he'll just take that and not, you know, fire back. So how could that go wrong?
Mm-mm. I don't see it going wrong.
That's my last pick. Dan, what do you got for us?
Okay, for the NFL, starting out for Thursday night, I like the Broncos -1.5. The Cardinals are really bad. I know the Broncos aren't good, but they're definitely better than the Cardinals. Next, I got the Browns Buccaneers -50. I can't really think of the justification. I just like it. That's just it.
The gut's telling you.
Next, I got the Texans +5 against the Jags. Jags look like shit. I think this will probably be a very tight game. Take the points of the Texans, and then lastly, I got the Chiefs -6 against the Bengals. Sunday night, Mahomes is gonna bounce back. He wants to shine on Sunday night this week. Unlike, you know, getting the losses or against the Pats this week.
Danny, I'm sorry to interrupt. Can I hear your Patrick Mahomes impression?
Okay, yeah, we're gonna go take the ball. I'm gonna throw the ball to Tyreek Hill. We're gonna have a really good team effort.
Spot on, yeah. Was
that Patrick Mahomes on the podcast?
What's Patrick Mahomes doing? Was he having dinner with the Ashes tonight?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's
a big guy. Wow.
Yeah, he's sitting here right next to me.
Pat, wow. Tell him we'd love to have on the show sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
So that's all the picks?
that's all I got.
Nothing else you guys want to talk about gambling wise?
No, I stink at it. But I think everyone already knew that.
I think we all stink at it.
I think everyone in the world stinks at gambling.
To be honest, if you actually listen to this podcast just for our picks, I'm sorry for you.
Nobody does that.
I don't think anyone does, but no. If you do, I'm sorry.
We didn't even give picks like our first few episodes. We just started throwing them out. I mean, we are betting in the bleachers. Oh, could you imagine someone I can make a little bit of money. You know, I just made my Bovada account, put $100 in there. Like, let's listen to some podcasts. Oh, betting in the bleachers. They seem like a knowledgeable source. And we got, Army of -7.5, you know, just to respect the troops.
What if, like, we're the reason some guy, like, went bankrupt? Like, his life's in shambles because he took my picks last week.
That's his own fault. I don't feel bad at all. If you're taking our picks, if you're taking our picks and losing, it's on you. It really is.
Yeah, it is on you. I mean, we're just giving you the picks. You're the ones just putting it in.
But if the picks win, then it's on us. Let's make that very clear.
Yeah.
If the picks win, we want, like, a little cut, you know. Let's the beak.
Let the beak. Buy some merch, you know.
But if you lose, it's your fault.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So after the picks, we got a little hypothetical for you guys. What do you think is scarier? Not scary, but who would you rather not date? A horoscope girl or a horse girl? And I know you, Dan, you and Matt have the same opinion, so I'll let you guys go first.
Dan, you want to kick us off?
Yeah, sure. I'll start. I definitely think horoscope girls are worse than horse girls. It's literally just the pure stupidity of the horoscopes. If you take that at face value, it's ridiculous. It's so dumb, makes no sense. There's literally no other. I'm a Pisces, so I'm very soft. I'm very soft spoken. I'm very tangible and sensitive. It's like no, you're that way because of your environment, the way you came up. At least with horse girls, it's just like I know they're weird. But it's a general interest. It's just their interest. They probably grew up on a ranch or like, no, not that. But they just they like the animals. You know, they like that.
I like animals.
I know
too, yeah.
I know it's a little weird, but horoscope is worse because it's just plain out dumb.
I don't get why horse girls. It's like a very popular meme or joke on Twitter. Like, oh, horse girls are freaks. Well, I don't understand. What is the reasoning?
I'm not sure.
Exactly. Silence. So for that reason, I'm taking horoscope girls because I learned minutes before the podcast. I think horoscopes have something to do with how like the moon's aligned or some shit.
It's a bunch of funky stuff.
A bunch of voodoo, gypsy magic.
Bunch of voodoo bullshit.
For that reason, I mean, yeah, like Danny said, if you're, I failed my test today because, you know, the newspaper said that, you know, I'm a cancer and, you know, I was going to have a bad day today. So, you know, that's why I failed. No, you're just a fucking idiot. That's why you failed your test. Like, if you blame bad things, actually, you know what? I'm going to change my stance a little bit. I think if good things happen and you go, yeah, I studied for that test. I went really hard. Like, I earned it. But if you fail the test and your mom's like, oh, like, Matt, why'd you fail the test? Oh, well, I'm a cancer, you understand, and I was doomed to have a bad day. I like that. I kind of like that excuse. I'm a big excuse guy. So I think
I love excuses.
So I think if you're a horoscope, you know, I'm switching to horse girl because I think horoscope girls. I think they're just blaming all their life problems on their horoscope. That's smart. I would do the same thing.
But Matt, you do that as an excuse. They actually like fully believe it, like 100%.
Yeah, I think they're just so brainwashed. I don't know. I don't know, man. I think they just been doing it for so long. Once you start saying it enough, you're like, oh no, my day was, I actually failed that test because I'm a, what's the lion one? A Leo. Is that a thing?
I think Leo. Yeah.
I'm a Leo. And you know, Leo's like, they don't do well on tests on Thursdays. So that's why I failed the test. I mean, I don't know.
I'm an Aries. That's why I'm really pissed off all the time.
That's why I'm such an asshole. Oh goodness. Jake's not even paying attention.
I am. I'm trying to set something up for later.
Okay. What, Mr. Larson, you want to, let's reel you back in here. What's your take on this?
I'm scared of horse girls because I'm just really scared of if I ever like got in bed with a horse girl, she would put a fly mask on my mouth and try to fuck me in the ass.
Okay.
And literally look like a horse.
Okay.
That's a nightmare I had. I literally had that nightmare the other night. That's why I put in the group chat. For some reason, I left my window open. I got a slight breeze in the room. I felt all cold. I got clammy. And I started dreaming about horse girl ramming my ass. And I went into this episode.
Nightmares are the worst.
I went into this episode wanting to have a bit of a filter. But then it's gone downhill. I think wanting to have a filter then made me think, no, Jake, don't have a filter. So now I'm going over the top. But
no, I like over the top Jake.
It's but either... the horoscope girls are also horoscope.
Horoscope
are absolute fucking idiots. I was in my film class on Monday night last week, and we're talking about rom-coms. I'm saying how I'm a big rom-com guy. I get pretty emotional, you know. I get teary-eyed at the end of the movies. And she goes, "Oh, what's your horoscope?" I looked at this. I'm like, "What? What the fuck are you talking about?"
Was that a guy or a girl? Guy
Haley.
Or girl? Oh, Haley. Oh no.
Yeah, she's like, "What's your horoscope? Maybe it's like, are you a Cancer or something?" I'm like, I don't know. Like, do I look like a person that knows this shit? So then we went through my birthday. She's like, oh, so actually you are a Cancer, and that means that, blah, blah. Like, I don't give a shit. Okay, now.
Okay. Okay, no thanks.
See you later.
Pretty cool, pretty cool.
Like, oh, yeah, cool. See ya. Fucking freak. But, yeah, I'd be more scared of the horse girl.
Yeah,
I can deal with stupidity. Fucking... my asshole might not, like...
You don't get fucked by a horse. It's understandable.
Mm. Oh, horse cock.
That would be. Ooh.
Is your nightmare what brought this up?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that'll do it. I mean,
talk about it. Tuesday night. Woo!
Your mind goes into dark places when you go to sleep, man.
Was it a wet dream or no?
No wet dream.
You didn't get out? Man, oh man.
When was the last time you pissed the bed? Dan, I feel like you've pissed the bed recently.
I have not done it recently. I'm trying to think.
I honestly can't remember. Like, the worst that I've done with peeing is like I'm drunk at like a party and I go to piss and like I put my wiener away too quick and I still have like a decent amount still in, and then it's like stains the outside of my pants. So I'm walking around with a little like piss stain like right in my crotch. That's like the worst that's happened to me with piss lately. I can't remember the last time I've peed, honestly. Or peed the
best. There is one funny story I have about piss.
I'm dying to hear it.
This game's over.
Okay, so one time in Indiana Beach, I think it was like a senior in high school, I got up in the middle of the night and started sleepwalking, and I started like stumbling, and I shared a room with like Tommy and Matt, and I guess I was trying to go to the bath. I was just sleepwalking. I don't remember this, and apparently I just started pissing on the rug or on the carpet.
Bad dog.
I just took it out and I just start peeing on the carpet.
You're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me.
that, yeah. And then they told me the next morning, I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And then they just show me the stain on the carpet.
But no one cleaned the stain? They just let it stain the rug?
No, they just let it there. The place was just, the motel we were staying at, we weren't going to stay at the next year anyways. And the place was just a dump. So you just leave your piss stain.
It had been pissed.
I mean, piss stain is probably like a 4 out of 10 on the scale of what that motel has seen.
You're probably sleeping in piss, honestly.
Yeah.
Someone probably pissed the bed and they just like flipped over the sheets. Someone probably pissed on the mattress. They just flipped over the mattress so nobody would ever see the piss stains. That's smart. Also, little life hack for you. Like I did this one time when I was a really youngin'. I was eating ice cream and I flipped the bowl over and spilled it all over my couch. And I'm like, well, shit, what am I gonna do? I can't get these stains out. So what I was a buddy youngin'. I just flipped over the cushion. Nobody was the wiser.
No one knew.
Little life hack for you.
But everyone listening, maybe like 10 or 20% of you guys are going to know this reference, but I know you two will. And since we're talking about piss and couches, Mitch, I know you did it. I know you did it, Mitch.
Oh, no.
I don't want to pull things up from like sixth grade, but you pissed on my couch and left. Never told me. I knew it was you.
This is rude.
Your excuse was drool.
This is mean.
By their dick.
This is ugly of you. Stop it. This is ugly of you.
So, Mitch, no, I didn't forget, but I forgive you.
Mitch is a friend. I love you, Mitch.
It's okay, Big Diesel.
I love you, Diesel.
I just wish you would have told me, not act like a coward.
This is not the way to be going about this, airing him out on the podcast like this.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. We're not cutting that.
Nope, I don't know how to cut.
Yeah,
no.
You don't know how to cut things.
I can cut the beginning and the end. If something's in the middle, no clutter.
We've recorded for far too long. Oh, man. That's
tough. Oh, no.
Poor Diesel. I can't believe you just aired him out like that. Some pal.
I had to buy a new couch.
Some pal. No, you're both.
My parents did, not me.
Colleen.
Yeah, your dad did.
Or not Colleen. Your mom was Colleen. Your dog. Dan, you remember that joke?
Yeah.
So a little background for all the folks at home. Back when we were all in middle school, Jake had a crush on Colleen Murphy. Colleen Murphy, I know you're a loyal listener. Shout out to you. Colleen Murphy, Jake had a crush on you. And so it just so happened that Jake's mom's name is Colleen. His dog's name is Murphy. So it's a very funny joke. You go, oh, Jake, what's your mom's name? Colleen. Oh, what's your dog's name? Murphy. Like, oh, Colleen Murphy. You like Colleen Murphy. Isn't that funny? It got a lot of laughs back in the day.
Fifth grade me had no response. I was clueless. Fuck, you got me.
Fifth grade Jake was Mr. Krabs in that meme where it's like everything's all shaky. He's like, oh, fuck.
I would know it's coming too because mostly Matt or someone would just ask me, hey, what's your mom's name? And I just knew what was coming after. Hey, what's your dog's name?
What's your dog's name?
Oh, so Colleen Murphy, huh? I'm like, funny one, asshole.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Keep it moving.
I'm just
Jake, that's what you get for throwing Diesel on the bus like that.
I deserve it out of nowhere.
Yeah, no, you don't.
I deserve it.
That was so uncalled for.
Very.
Come on.
This is not the place nor the time to do it. That's a sit down. That's behind a closed door. It's like, hey man, like you see him out somewhere. Like, hey, like, could we go talk outside real quick? Okay, I know it was you. You know, air him out to our 13 listeners.
60. We had 60 last episode.
Yeah, you don't air this out to our 60 listeners. Well, this is our most listened to episode. Like, everyone listens to.
It goes viral.
Don't know Mitch Murphy.
Mitch just can't get a job.
Wait, you're Mitch.
I heard the story about you on that podcast.
I googled your name, and the first thing that came up was the story about you pissed. How can we ever trust you to? How can we ever trust you to do it?
And you want to work at IKEA? Account. You sick fuck!
Place is filled with couches. What's wrong with you?
I know why you're here. We got to move along.
They got to put him in the leather couch section. Oh boy. Okay. Let's keep moving.
All right.
Things are getting off the rails.
Are we doing Bears talk, Dan?
I'm ready for Bears talk.
All right.
Yeah. Sure.
I think everyone knows what happened Sunday. We forgot how to tackle. Not great. We had very untimely turnovers. Every football game comes down to 4 or 5 plays, and usually those will split, and those will be the difference. And we lost, and we are on the shitty end on every one of those 4 or 5 plays. We are on the wrong end of a bad PI call. Jordan Howard fumbling at the 1, Tariq Cohen fumbling at the 50. All those, if those don't happen, we win this game by probably 2-3 touchdowns.
That third down.
We did have Kenyon Drake fumbling at the 1 in OT.
That third down.
But with all those three things, we wouldn't have got to that point. But
one more thing. What about when?
Oh, I know.
When Osweiler throws a terrible ball.
Oh, and it fucking hits off.
Our defense, Amos's.
Yeah, hits off his hand, yeah. And then.
His back. It was back.
No, I think it's his hand.
No, it literally hit off his nameplate.
That fucking blows.
And it was because that's even worse. It hit off his nameplate and bounced into Kenny Stills or Albert Wilson's hands. Yeah, that was like a 40-yard game.
Not
that
great.
Was ridiculous.
But yeah, so that's
it. Was just, I mean, it was just a weird feeling, man. I mean, watching it, you're watching the game, you're like, the Bears are significantly better than the Dolphins. We're playing against Brock Osweiler, and the way the game was going, you're like, oh, I don't know.
First half, I mean, at the end of the first half, it's down 7-0. I'm like, I mean, it's a one possession game. We can still come back. But once we got up 21-7, I'm like, this game's over. Like, there's no way. There's no way the Bears lose this game. I really blame.
Oh, buddy, were you mistaken?
I just really blame in the fourth. Oh, overtime. Overtime. When we got into somewhat field goal range, instead of, like, still continuing to try and throw the ball, Matt Nagy starts handing it off. And then his excuse in the post game is, oh, well, if we throw the ball there. Oh, so, yeah. So, we run the ball. We obviously, Parkey misses the field goal. And they come back down and win. And then someone asks Nagy about his passive play calling. He goes, oh, well, I try and throw the ball there. Mitch takes a sack, and you guys are ripping me apart for throwing the ball. Like, why would we be doing that? Because Mitch had been tossing the potato around all day very well.
We did the opposite with the Packers, though. It was 3rd and 1, and then we decided to pass. And he said, why not run? Why not run? Like, I kind of feel like it is.
I think you
– damned if you do, damned if you don't anyways.
I think you just play – I just – that whole game, though, the whole second half of that Packers – He had a bunch of quotes in the offseason, the preseason, talking about how we're going to be a more aggressive play calling team, but he has not shown that. Like in the Packers game especially, he didn't show that at all in the second half of that game. That's why we lost that game, and that's not the only reason why we lost this game, but if he had been more aggressive and just keep throwing the ball and like don't take, oh, we're within 50 yards. Parkey's longest field goal of his career is 52 yards, and he's trying to kick a 53-yarder. I mean, he's a good kicker, but you got to get like a little bit. Don't just give up and say, okay, we're close enough, like when we're 50 yards away. That's not a chip shot.
Yeah, I mean, it was too conservative. But, I mean, this happens in football. It's one of those things. In NFL football, I mean, unless you're completely dominant, you're not going to win every game. A lot of these bad games are going to happen. Move on to the next week and take on the Pats at home.
I don't get how we had no sacks. Like, it's crazy. I think Mac was hurt. Mac's hurt. He was getting his ankle looked at because he was like, no, he might as well. He had one tackle and like one assist tackle.
Yeah, Khalil Mack is day to day right, or he's like day to day right now.
What's his
he's
name?
Gonna be
can you say
his Khalil name? Mack?
Can you say his first name?
Khalil.
What do you say the first time?
The first time you said Khalil.
Khalil.
I'm sorry. I had to run that back real quick. I'm sorry.
Come on, you know I know how to say Khalil.
You said it weird the first time. You said Khalil. You said Khalil.
Okay. I'm just rambling off my head, but whatever, it doesn't matter. He's day to day right now. He's questionable. He's got to play against the Pats.
We need him.
If he's not playing, we have no shot.
No.
Yeah, Patriots ahead. I feel like it's just gonna be literally two step, three step drops and just dump down James White, Edelman.
Edelman White.
They're not going to let Khalil Mack or our pass rush get to Brady.
But then they're going to start. We haven't even mentioned Rob Gronkowski and Josh Gordon.
Oh,
also those are okay players. That could be trouble. I think the Patriots are going to win, but I think we're going to show up for this game.
It just pisses me off because the difference between 4-1 and 3-2 is huge. Because we lose this game, all right, now we're at 500. We lose if we won last week. 4-2 is still pretty damn good.
Yeah.
But now if we lose this week, we're sitting at 500.
Yeah.
That's not where we want to be. But with this NFC North, there's a lot of parity. Well,
with this we NFC, kinda, I kinda still think,
period, yeah.
Like, the NFC was supposed to be seen as, like, a dominant conference. Like, the Rams are running away with the West, and there's no one really close in second.
East is awful. I think whoever is in first in the East is, like, one game above, or they're, like, 500.
Oh, the NFC.
The Redskins
are going to have no wild card teams. The West is going to have no wild card teams. Like, we just kind of got to hope that
the South,
there might be one team.
We're still in control of our own destiny.
Like, the NFC North might have three wild card teams with us being one of them.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's a possibility, but I don't, you know, I could see, like, the Panthers get snagging a wild card.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Falcons making like a push toward, like getting on a roll. Well,
there'll be at least one open wild card for us because I don't think the West is sending one out there with fucking San Francisco, Seattle, or definitely not Arizona. Mm-hmm. The East definitely is not because they're all in shambles right now. Unless a team just gets super.
I don't
hot.
Know the Redskins and the Eagles like they're a possibility.
Mm. I don't know.
That's all I got for Bears talk.
That's all you got.
But there's a lot of teams you could write off already though, right? Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Cardinal. Yeah, there's a lot of really There's a lot of either you're good or you're dog shit, it seems like. There's not really a lot of in-between.
Yeah, so that's Bears talk. So let's get into some basketball.
That's the funniest video in the world.
That's the first time I've seen that, and it is an absolute delight.
It is awesome.
I've never seen that before. I love it.
Whoever made that, thank you.
Shout out to you.
@toll_cover. Go give him a follow, I guess.
Yeah, 60 more followers. Good for him.
Yeah.
So, NBA talk. I know Jake. I say we make Jake go last, because I when he starts talking, I think I want me and Danny to go first. Then when Jake starts talking LeBron, I'm just going to turn around and watch the Dodgers
game.
Yep,
I'm going to go get some ice cream, so I'll make you shut up.
Okay. Matt, do you want to start out?
Yeah, so we're all doing our one hot take. Hot take, not really a hot take. The first part of it, I think the Celtics are gonna win the Eastern Conference. That could be a hot take because I think a lot of people are expecting.
That's not
the Sixers.
Really hot. That's kind of a given. They're the favorites.
They're the favorites, but everyone they're the favorites. So yeah, like so that's not really a hot take, but I feel like a lot of people are still saying like, oh, like the Raptors, they have Kawhi now, and like, oh. The success, everyone just like loves JoJo and Ben Simmons and the Sixers. So first leg of it, Celtics win the East. Second, they take the Warriors to five. Count them, five games. They did a little gentleman sweep.
They lose in five.
Probably
what's gonna happen.
What's that?
That's probably what's gonna happen.
Yeah, I just think it's. I think everyone just expects the Warriors to this is just really a testament to the Warriors. Like, everyone just expects whoever they play in the finals will be getting swept by the Warriors. So I think the Celtics winning one game, maybe two. Who knows? That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Maybe Draymond Green will kick somebody in the dick again. He'll maybe the entire starting five will kick somebody in the dick, and the Celtics will scrap out another game, and it'll be 4-2. That'd be pretty cool.
All right. Do you want my hot take?
I'm dying to hear what your hot take is.
Okay. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek Freak, will win the NBA MVP.
That was a hot take. Okay, yeah, like let's hear it. What,
I think if you watch the guy play last year, guy can't shoot really very well, but I mean he scores with ease. He's the only player for that Bucks team. I can literally just see the Bucks snagging like a 4 seed in the East, and whoever votes on it just saying, okay, this guy is a monster. He literally brought this Bucks team to, you know, the top half of the seeding in the East. Give it to him. He'll probably put up like 30 and like 15.
Is that really a hot take?
I think so. I mean, how many? So. I mean, there's so many MVP candidates in the NBA. It's ridiculous. You got LeBron, Harden, Westbrook, Anthony Davis, Durant, Curry. Like I think that's a fairly hot take that he's gonna be the most valuable player in basketball.
LeBron, it says I'm looking at an SI article right now. I'm trying to load it. It says that the two. So let's see. Oh boy, it's a good radio. Based on the headline, it says that LeBron is number one and Giannis is number two to win MVP.
Really?
Oh boy, things are getting out of control here. See, I can't. This thing's not loading. Yeah. It says
okay, so these aren't very hot takes then, because I thought Giannis would have been like maybe like sixth or seventh in the running.
Where did he finish? He finished top five last year. He had to have finished top five last year.
I think he finished like fourth.
Yeah.
He might have finished because I think it was like Harden, Westbrook, LeBron. I want to say Anthony Davis fourth, and then Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's not a hot take.
No, you're right. I mean, when there's so many good, there's a lot of good players in the NBA. It's true. So when there's so many, Jake's just not paying attention. This guy Jake, his head is in the clouds right now.
I am paying attention.
Are you high, sir?
No. I've never touched a thing of marijuana.
Never touched a single marijuana.
Never.
This guy Jake's, his head's in the clouds today. I think I don't know. He's got something else on his mind. I'm not quite sure what it is. But I agree. When there's so many good NBA players. I think you could, unless it's like LeBron, I think you could definitely pick out one and like say, I will stake my claim that he's going to win.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jake. Okay, Jake's going to start talking LeBron, so I'm going to hop on Twitter.
All right, my hot take. Lakers will finish with the 2 seed in the West, and if in the playoffs, if either Steph Curry, KD, or DeMarcus Cousins not fully healthy, the Lakers Lakers will represent the Western Conference in the finals. LeBron is the best basketball player to ever step on an NBA court. That Michael Jordan guy, fucking bum. If you see that trash that LeBron brought to the finals every year in Cleveland, this team is much, much better than the Lakers. They're a lot longer, a lot more athletic, and a lot better passing team than the Cavaliers were last year. So, Lakers 2 seed, LeBron MVP, lock it up.
No.
Why no?
That's just it. If you take one player off that Warriors team, they're still significantly better than what the Lakers are with LeBron.
I just think LeBron's basically just that good. That good.
Okay, I mean, you said if Boogie Cousins gets hurt. They fucking played the Warriors last year. LeBron played the Warriors last year without Boogie Cousins.
Yeah, but I think he's a lot better roster now.
I mean, is it a good enough roster to not get swept by the Warriors?
At least,
I mean,
six games?
That's what it was. They got swept. So you're saying he's going to pick up four games in a series against the Warriors if Boogie Cousins is hurt?
Yeah.
With this Lakers team.
Their bench is not very good this year. It's literally their starting five, which I know is by far the best starting five in like NBA history, but they usually at least have like a decent bench. This year, they don't have that.
Dude, they don't need a bench.
You also do realize I'm a big LeBron guy, and just like I think he is all in basketball.
I've been so beaten down. I haven't listened to a word of any of what you guys said. I've just been so beaten down by Jake trying to make his case for why LeBron's the best player in the NBA.
He is
forever. I don't even argue. I don't argue. I think I've mentioned this on the podcast. I don't really argue like, oh, I think Jordan's better, because I've never seen Jordan play. I've only seen highlights, so I can't really speak on that. But Jake, oh my God, Jake just. I've been hearing it for like fucking. I feel like I've been hearing it for my entire life. Jake bitching about how LeBron's the best player of all time. Might be true. I've never seen Bill Russell play. I've never seen Kareem play. I've never seen Jordan play. So I can't really speak.
Well, let's just say.
But Jake acts like he sat courtside at all of Michael Jordan's games and knows everything about him.
He's just a better basketball player. It's all that there is. I'm not saying Jordan's bad. Like, I did just call him a bum. That's just joking around. He's quite good.
Here's the odd take. The only thing LeBron's better at than Jordan is passing and rebounding.
And his true shooting's better. His three-point shot's better. You know, finishing at the rim, he's better. But MJ's got the long two ahead of him.
You've seen Jordan highlights. You've never actually seen him play. Stats. You've seen his stats.
Stat lines. Those are pretty important.
Jordan had more steals, points, more defensive player of the years, more MVPs, more championships.
Well, it's also with a higher shot. Well, we're not getting into this. Jordan LeBron right now.
Well, you're the one who brought it up.
How many seasons?
We just wanted a hot take.
You literally just said LeBron's the best player in the world.
I agree.
You're the best player in the history of the game of basketball. That brings it up. Can't throw out that statement and then not expect any rebuttal. It's ridiculous.
I just think he's a lot better basketball player.
The worst part of it is that, like, LeBron will finish with more, like, a lot. Like, he'll be the leader in, like, points, assists, all that shit. Because he came out as, like, a 19-year-old or however old he was. So he'll have played – and Jordan played all 4 years in college, I think.
Then he shouldn't have done that.
Three.
Why LeBron did it? Because he's better when he's at 18.
Can I finish?
No.
So he's going to have all these stats. Then Drake will be like, oh, look at this. He has the most points, the most rebounds, the most minutes played. Look at that. And then it's like, okay, well, he played like five more seasons. Like, okay, like he still has more.
Also, that means he's more durable.
That's
a quality a basketball player needs, durability.
I mean,
Jordan quit 2 years in his prime because he's a fucking addict, gambling addict.
That doesn't deter the fact that he's better.
This is what I do. I fall into the trap. I fall into his mouse trap. He starts talking.
I know. I fall into it.
I'm officially. Hashtag done. I'm done discussing. You guys keep discussing, but I'm going to be on Twitter until further notice, until the LeBron talk is subsided.
What? There's not like a bad argument. It's like every sport. If you go 20 years in the past, the best player now in basically every sport is better than the best player 20 years ago. Like I know this is not 20 years, but if you take fucking Babe Ruth and have him go pitch or hit against, say, like Clayton Kershaw or go pitch against one of the top hitters in the MLB now, he will get his shit rocked. But if you take the fucking number 5 on the Baltimore Orioles and put him in 1920, he would shove their shit in. It's just evolution as a species. Like, people get bigger, faster, stronger. It's what happened.
Yeah, but you're comparing Babe Ruth, who played during World War II, to somebody who dominated the 90s.
Correct.
That's a 60-year difference between
that. The scale I gave you is a lot greater at both ends, but it's just how everything is.
That's an awful argument. The argument I made is worse, but that's just how it works. That's what you just said.
No, I'm not saying it worked. It was just comparison because I didn't know like the top.
The comparison I made is awful, but it's just how it works.
Never said it was awful.
I mean, you're comparing. Oh, yeah, I kind of was
awful. It's the same thing. It's just on a smaller scale.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to talk about what you would win if you won the lottery or the Mega Millions?
Did you tell them about that even?
Yeah.
What would you do if you just had $500 million handed to you? Say after tax, it's about $500
million. $500 million. Obviously, I'd probably still go to college and just not give a shit.
Why? Yeah, just a party?
Yeah, just why not? And then I'd finish up college and then just my favorite thing to do is nothing, but I could do nothing anywhere I want.
Well, I'll get fat as shit if I said to do nothing.
Yeah, I just do. I mean, I buy a house probably by Wrigley and just go to every single Cubs game, get a lake house. Mm. That's about it. That's all. And like a boat, jet ski. That's it. I mean, that's all I really need.
Jake, how much would it cost? How much would it cost for you to never talk about LeBron James ever again? How much would that cost?
Pay.
Realistic, not like $500 million. Like realistic, how much money would I need to hand you right now?
If you pay off my student loans I currently have and pay for my grad school, I could be pretty solid on the NBA.
So I would do that. I would do that.
Yeah, I totally would too.
And I would make.
But then guess what? I'd be Dr. Larson after grad school.
I would make you sign some kind of contract that like. I'd make you sign some kind of contract where if you ever did talk about LeBron, not even like in my presence. If you ever like, it's like you and your mom. You're just driving like by yourself. You think it's like I need camera. I need ears on you at all times. So if you ever say the word LeBron James, like you explode.
Mama Larson, big NBA fan.
This is what I would do. I would pay Jake to never talk about LeBron again. And then I'd strap him with a bomb at all times. It'd be like in his gut. It'd be surgically placed in his gut. And if the words LeBron James ever, or not even like LeBron, if it would be able to sense somehow, I would pay someone else to like be listening to him talk at all time. And if he ever starts to like mention LeBron James, he would just explode from the inside.
Just so we like,
you know, it'd be hilarious if you did that, pay the guy, and then just be like, hey Jake, who's the greatest baseball player of all time?
Oh my god,
Michael Jordan.
If Jake's ever really pissing me off,
I would mess with you so much.
He'd just be sitting there like his head would be he'd have veins popping.
The best player ever, you mean Shaquille O'Neal?
I think he would just die like naturally if he just couldn't talk about LeBron anymore. He would just die naturally in like a month.
I like playing the heel. So growing up in like Southside Chicago, where everyone sucks Jordan's dick, it is fun being the heel just to piss everyone off.
Annoy.
I like annoying people.
Very annoying, yeah.
Annoying asshole. I don't know like how you listen to a podcast I host.
So then anyway, so after I paid LeBron, after I paid Jake, he would soon die after, and I would never have to hear. I would mourn him, but I also wouldn't miss his LeBron talk. So then I'd buy a house on the lake, like Dan said, and I would just like, I'd have like an animal rescue. I'd have an animal rescue farm. I would just have like a billion like dog, like I'd have like all the dog shelters in the world, all the dogs. That they're like the ones like where they, like if they're not adopted in like a month, like they get put down. I would buy all of those dogs and just give them happy lives, and I'd be like fishing all the time and like watching the bears up in the woods in the winter. Oh, that'd be that sounds like an absolute delight. Jake, what are you doing with your money?
Pay off my undergrad loans, go get my doctorate somewhere, be Dr. Jake Larson.
Why?
Why?
Because
I started off this journey to become a physical therapist, so I'm going to finish. I'm going to become Dr. Jake Larson.
If I got money, sorry to interrupt you. I forgot to say also, like Dan said, I would just like, I would live in my current apartment in school, but I just wouldn't go to school. I would just like hang out when everyone else is hanging out and like drinking shit. I don't know why anybody would win the lottery and then go back to school.
Well, $500 million is a lot, so I'll pay off my loans, pay off my graduate school loans. I paid off my friends' loans, pay off my parents' mortgage.
You're paying off your friends' loans?
I'll pay off your loans if I have $500 million.
Buddy, what a gentleman. How about this?
I might find the whole, like, SCA graduating class of 2012 and be like, hey, guys, love you.
Got you. Wow, what a guy. Even Casey Hayes?
No.
Oh, yeah. I mean, money's getting thrown around to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure.
All my friends and family, they're getting taken care of.
You go to the bar. You go to, like, the Chieftain, the Vulture Plane. You just pick up the entire bar tab. You're just like, oh, my God. You'd be getting...
Oh, you won't. You won't see me in a bar. You'd
be the man.
You'd be getting hugs and kisses.
You won't see me in a bar. People are coming to me. I would like to be golfing a lot. Go to the nicest courses I could afford. If I had $500 million, I could afford basically all of them. Be a member at all these clubs. Hopefully, get to golf the Masters course in Augusta. But that's really it.
Well, you gotta be invited to like be a member.
Oh, I could donate some money, get the invite.
I mean, if you're a rich a-hole,
tickle their nose. You're a rich white guy.
But
let any rich white golf there.
Yeah, there's two stipulations to be golfing at Augusta: rich and white. And I think Jake.
Fucking Augusta is so racist. And a man. I don't think they had a black member. I don't know if it was 1997. No, wait, I looked
it
up.
It was until the 90s.
It was 97. They didn't have a black.
And then the first woman that they inducted. But Condoleezza Rice was in 2004. It was Condoleezza Rice. Yeah.
That's fucking problematic.
A little bit.
It's crazy.
Yeah, not great.
It's funny that they're so popular and so racist and like sexist, and everyone like nobody even. I feel like black people probably like don't really watch golf, so like, they haven't realized it yet. Oh, if black Twitter got a hold of these facts, could be a problem. Golf Twitter versus black Twitter, that'd be an all-time war.
Dude, golf Twitter doesn't really exist.
I think it does.
Tiger Woods Twitter does, but like the rest of it, it's like, I mean,
those guys would be fighting.
You see a couple guys that get like, you know, on golf Twitter, but it's nothing really compared to any other sport.
I think it's because
black Twitter.
We just don't follow golf Twitter. It's like we don't think it exists, but we don't think it exists, but it absolutely does because we just don't. Because I mean, I'm not a golf guy. I don't think you guys are golf guys. I think we're just not following golf Twitter. Like, we know NBA Twitter exists because we follow NBA Twitter. We follow NFL Twitter and all, like, MLB Twitter. If we follow golf Twitter more, like, I think we'd be more
aware. Seems like a lot of stubborn whites.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, on golf Twitter? Oh, yeah. A lot of old.
That's exactly what – I bet that's exactly
mid-30-something-year-old. Let me tell you what every golf Twitter account is. It's a mid-30-year-old man with a wife and kids. And his profile picture is just like two kids playing baseball or like whatever. It's like a little family portrait.
25 followers.
And they're tweeting they'll have like some like tweet talking shit about Tiger. Then you go on their profile and they have like they're like retweeting porn and shit and like saying the N-word.
All their likes are just porn.
Yeah, exactly. That's like literally every single. No, man, I would pay to see those guys go to war against Black Twitter. That'd be something else.
Oh my god, that'd be the best day in Twitter history if Black Twitter and golf Twitter went to war.
Who? I'm very here for that.
I put my money on Black Twitter.
I think next week, a little teaser for next week, we should do what two Twitters colliding would be the most entertaining.
Oh yeah,
we'll save it for next week because I can't think right now.
Yeah, I think we should. No. I think we should save it. We've gone pretty long. I think we should.
Yeah, we're almost an hour. Anything else you want to bring up, Dan?
No, I think I got it. Yeah, I think we're good.
Anything from you, Matt?
No, everything's off my chest.
Oh wait, what do we want to talk about? Jimmy Butler stuff, we talked about that last week. We forgot. That guy's an asshole.
Nah, I like it. I love it.
Force yourself out, but that's a big a-hole move. Trying to think about everything.
But with Jimmy Butler, he could back it up. I mean, he literally did it in the practice.
Yeah. No, he did. Nobody said a word to him. I think maybe I'm biased because I'm a Jimmy guy. I still love Jimmy. But I love the move. I mean, you're playing with him. I don't hate the move at all. He's telling him he wants to leave. So, okay, fine. You guys want me back so bad? Okay, here I am. Like, you're a pussy. Jamal Crawford, you're cool.
Jamal Crawford's not there anymore.
Oh, so then everyone's just a pussy. And, like, wasn't there one other guy? Like, him, like Luol Deng and Taj Gibson are just, like, laughing in the corner. Look at all these pussies. So, okay, you guys want me back so bad? Okay, here it is. Here's all the publicity you guys wanted. I like it. It is a power move.
Yeah, it's just, like, I don't know. I like the Timberwolves. I don't like Tibbs as a coach. I don't like Andrew Wiggins, but I love Karl-Anthony Towns. He has the potential to be like a top three player in the NBA.
Okay, I got mixtape over
here. I'm just saying, fucking 7-foot guy that can shoot like above 40% from three, great at free throws, above 80%. He's a good basketball player.
You're a mixtape to some, but that's like a direct take from mixtape.
Yes, I like a basketball player.
Yeah, you're stealing their takes.
That's I'm not. I'm
yes, you are.
No, Karl-Anthony.
Just because they like Towns someone, awesome. I like someone, I'm stealing their take.
I just don't think you'd be talking this highly about him if he wasn't talking about it.
Well, we're talking about the Timberwolves. It wasn't just random.
You said he was top three player. You still say he's top
three. He could be. Because he's not now.
Shannon, I've heard those takes before. They sound
okay. Familiar. Now.
That's all I'm saying.
Trying to think.
What else? What are you trying to think of? Things we've missed.
I was thinking of getting a tattoo of Captain Crunch.
You will never. You won't get a
on
tattoo.
On my chest.
You will not get a tattoo. Get a tattoo.
How many retweets for Captain Crunch tattoo on my left breast?
65.
If we get 65 retweets,
Jake, you name it. How many retweets?
65. He said 65.
If we get 65 retweets, 65. I will get Captain Crunch tattooed somewhere on my body. I don't know if I'll do upper chest, Maybe
it's got to be visible.
Shake on that.
Yeah, the hands have been shaking.
Oh, we need I wish the GoPro was still recording.
Oh,
the hands how many retweets to get it on his face?
10,000
on your forehead. 65 people. 65 is very, very attainable. So if we all, if everyone who listens to this goes and retweets it, Jake will get Captain Crunch tattoo on his ass cheek. We need that. I need those. I need to see that. We have to get this. We need this to happen. We really do.
I wouldn't mind it. I'm a big pussy boy. I don't drink alcohols. I don't touch the marijuana. I don't go out and party. But if I have a big Captain Crunch tattoo on my right cheek, I think that'd be a good look. It'd be definitely for the brand.
65 is so attainable. Who's paying? Are you gonna pay for it?
I'll pay for it.
Oh my! Come on. Okay, guys.
Oh
on.
Well, oh, I'll do now, like a GoFundMe or something.
GoFundMe, you poor boy. Like, poor bitch.
If I can get like $100, $100 more in my pocket,
folks. We had 60 listeners last episode. If you can just, everyone who listens to this, just go and retweet it. Then, like, tell your mom, tell your brother, tell your sister, tell your dog, tell someone. I need to. 65 is so attainable. When's the deadline? 65 before
65 one. Before Monday 2 episodes. So 2 weeks.
Are you kidding? Oh, my. Come on, fellas.
2 weeks? Come on. I mean, this is going to hit.
There's
going to hit.
No reason this should not happen. If this doesn't happen, this is on the listener. We need the.
And Jake, you better not back out either.
Have I ever been a man of backing out? I fucking wore a dress to classes twice.
I think you.
I mean, Jake. I mean, if I dug up, I mean, everything that you said. If I really thought about it, you probably backed out of something. But you better not.
I won't. Because here's my logic. If we got 65 retweets, that's good for the pod. It's good for the brand. I got some new listeners. It's on my ass cheek.
The team. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Or do I just make it like? Do I just get a sleeve of like all cartoon like cereal box characters?
I think let's not come on. Like 15.
Let's
retweets.
Not get ahead of ourselves.
15 retweets. I got a next hit.
No, I wouldn't get
5 likes.
That would be pretty cool. Like fucking, you're at soccer practice and the coach all of a sudden like comes out. He has a sleeve of just like Captain Crunch.
That's cool.
Tony the Tiger.
Why are you soccer practice? Why is it soccer? Why are you soccer?
Maybe
practice?
If I have a kid, I don't know. But
you have a kid tomorrow.
I would want it on the inner thigh, practice. But then I think like. It would be weird if I'm with a lady and all of a sudden.
Yeah, Captain Crunch.
I got lucky and all of a sudden, Crunch. Like, Captain Crunch is just looking her in the eyes.
The Dig'em frog would be pretty sweet.
The apple cinnamon guy, what's his name? Applejack? Applejack eyes, just on your dick.
The apple and the cinnamon.
The apple deck eyes.
Yeah.
Like, next to your dick.
The Trix bunny.
I'm here for it.
Ooh, the Trix bunny, like, as a tramp stamp. That might be the move. Like, you know how, like, some people like the Playboy Bunny is a tramp stamp?
You get a tramp stamp?
Like, a tramp stamp of the Tramp Bunny.
Fellas, come on, guys. We need this. We need these retweets. We really do.
Come on. It'll be easy. It'll be so easy.
It'll be so easy. It'll be so worth it, too.
Win for me.
A simple retweet. When you tweet this out, make sure you mention that.
Oh, I will. I'll clip it to where you can hear this on the tweet, but that's all I got for this week.
That's all I got. It's a strong episode, fellas. Real strong episode.
We got off the rails a lot, but I like it.
Yeah, a little bit. That'll
be good.
Right. See you Friday, Dan.
See ya.
Love you.
You know,
young rich niggas. You know, so we ain't really never had no old money. We got a whole lot of new money, though.
Hey, young Metro, I don't trust you. I'm gonna shoot you.
Hey! Raindrop, drop top, smoking, no cooking, the hot pot. Cooking, fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot. Cooking up dope in the crock pot. You can't come nothing or something, nigga. Hey. I don't try nobody, get the trigger. Nobody call up the gang and they come and get janked. Call me a river, give you a tissue. That's bad and bullshit, bad. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. My bitch is bad and bullshit, bad. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. All set. Rackets got backers, I'm riding around in a coupe. I take your beat right from you. Bitch, I'm a dog. Hit down her walls, loose. Hey. Hop in the frog. Woof. I tell that bitch to come for me. I swear these niggas is under me. Hey. The hate and the devil keep jumping me. Barrels on me, keep me company.
Cash.
Hey, we did the most. Yeah, pull up and ghost. Yeah, my diamonds a choker. Holding up, I with no holster. Hit the ruler.
diamond cooler, cooler. It's a Rolex, not a Mueller. Hey. Dabbing on them like the usual. Damn. Magic with the brick, the voodoo.
Magic.
Courtside with a bad bitch. Bitch. Then I send the bitch through Uber.
Go.
I'm young and rich and plus I'm bougie. Hey. I'm not stupid, so I keep the Uzi. Rackets on rackets, got backets on backets, so my money making my back ache. You niggas got a low act rate. We from the north, yeah, that way.
No.
Back cookie blunt in the ashtray. Two bitches just nesting no smash track. Hop in the left, have a drag race. I let them birds take a bath back. Raindrop,
drip,
drop top, smoking, no cooking the hot pot.
Cooking,
cooking on your bitch, yeah, dot, dot, dot. Cooking up dope in the crock pot.
Pot.
We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't try nobody, get the trick,
nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get gang. Call me a river, give you a tissue.
Bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
My niggas is savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas is savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Dropping money out of space. Kid, cut,
drink.
Introduce me to your bitch's wife. And we know she slutty.
Broke
a brick down, nutty. Buddy, now that nigga dirty. Don't move too fast, I might shoot you. Draco, bad bougie. I'm always hanging with shooters. Might be posted somewhere secluded. Still be playing with pots and pans. Call me Quavo, Ratatouille. Run with that set, call me Boobie. When I'm on stage, show me boobies. Ice on my neck on the coolest. How about the suicide with the ooze? I pull up, I pull up, I pull up. I hop out with all of the drugs in the grill up. I'm cooking, I'm whipping into a rock up. Let it lock up. I gave her 10 racks. I told her go shopping and spend it all at the pop up. These bitches, they fucking suck dick and they busting for Instagram. Get your clout up. Yeah, that way. Float on the track like a Segway. Yeah, that way. I used to trap out of Subway. Yeah, that way. Young nigga trap with the AK. Yeah, that way. Big Dyco, get it dope, Macy.
Hey. Raindrop,
drip,
drop top, smoking, no cooking the hot pot.
Cooking,
cooking on your bitch, yeah, dot, dot, dot. Cooking up dope in the crock pot.
Pot.
We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't try nobody, get the trick,
nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get gang. Call me a river, give you a tissue.
My bitch, bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
My niggas is savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too. My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas is savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Yeah. She back to the bone. Ayy, wait. These niggas watching, I swear to God, that be my clones. Switching my hoes like my flows. Switching my flows like my clones. Keep on shooting that gun, no reload. Ooh. Now she wanna fuck with my crew. Cause the money come all out the roof. Try to robbery, that bitch got no rules. Wait, what kind of robbery? 458. All of these niggas, they hate. Try to hide, shoot through the gate. Look, go to strip club, make it rain. Yeah, so much money, they use rates. They count 100,000 in your face. Yeah, they put 300 right in a safe. Met her today, yeah. She talked to me like she knew me, yeah. Go to sleep in a jacuzzi, yeah. Waking up right to a two-piece, yeah. Counting that paper like Bruce Lee, yeah. Getting that chicken with blue cheese, yeah. Boy, you so fat like my collar, you snake. And I swear to God, that be that coochie. Hey, you know we winning, yeah. We is not losing. Jump in your song, it ain't move me.
What?
So your girl wants that she choosing. Yeah.
Raindrop,
drip,
drop top, smoking, no cooking the hot pot.
Cooking,
cooking on your bitch, yeah, dot, dot, dot. Cooking up, dope in the crock pot.
Clock.
We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't try nobody, get the trigger.
Nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get gang. Call me a river, give you a tissue.
Bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up, dope with a Uzi.
My niggas is savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too. My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up, dope with a Uzi. My niggas is savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
No.
If you're still listening, I love you.